Welcome to this Computer Weekly podcast on new technologies that can help you manage data and achieve compliance. My name is Anthony Adhead, storage editor for computerweekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Digitrust. And the first question I've got today, Mathieu, is why should organizations keep an eye on new data management and storage technologies? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, I think that at the moment we're seeing a lot of activity with regards to fines being issued by various regulators. We've seen fines against Facebook, against Google, more recently against Marriott and against BA, all relating to GDPR and to handling of data. One of the other fines that didn't really make a lot of noise, so to speak, was the one against UniCredit, where the Romanian Data Protection Authority essentially issued a fine of just over £100,000, I believe, for, I quote, shortcomings for protecting data in a digital world and lack of digitally enforced controls. So from that perspective, the Data Protection Authority in Romania was essentially saying that the concept of manually relying on individuals to police data controls around data were not good enough. And I think that the reasoning behind looking at new technologies is to look at the concept of how do we build a process to automate that those controls around data, and how do we make that part of the DNA of a GDPR compliance strategy, and therefore what kind of technologies do we need to look at in order to demonstrate that we've taken appropriate security measures to protect the data?
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, can we focus on data identification and data obfuscation technologies in storage and compliance?
So let's assume that you have mapped out all of the data that needs to be protected. The traditional way of looking at reducing your scope would be to tokenize data or to use key coding techniques. One of the issues with that, though, is that the current tokenization and key coding techniques do not support the requirements for GDPR compliance pseudonymization. And what we mean by that is that there are key direct and indirect data identifiers for every type of data that you have, whether it's structured data or unstructured data. And so the key question from a GDPR perspective is, can you reverse engineer the data based on a set of direct and indirect data identifiers that you get? And if so, is it still GDPR compliant? And I think that's where new technology like pseudonymization comes in. New digitally enforced safeguards using that technology allow you to technically enforce legitimate interest controls that enable data controllers and data processors to maximize the data value that they have from the data whilst remaining GDPR compliant. And so really what that means is that you can reduce the risk of liability and notification obligations if you've got a data breach. You can support legal secondary processing and repurposing of the data. Remember, under GDPR, you can only get the data for one specific purpose. And if you want to use it for a second purpose, then you need to ask for permission, or at least you need to show that you've got a legitimate interest to do that. You can also support new data sharing business models, for instance, international transfer of data, and that allows you to improve predictability, scalability, and timeliness of processing. So really, what you're doing with pseudonymization of the data is you essentially look at all the direct and indirect data identifiers. You kind of build on, you get to the next generation of tokenization and key coding techniques, and that allows you to store the data in a compliant way to make sure that you've got an audit trail for data usage, and therefore to look at further innovation in the way you can use the data for new purposes. And that opens new commercial opportunities. And we're seeing a number of new vendors in the industry that are trying to get their clients to maximize on data, especially for secondary lawful purpose. One of the vendors that we would recommend you look at, because they have some very good white papers on the topic, is Anonos, for instance. They published some very good white papers on that topic. And again, my guess would be that, especially in the PCI world and in the protected health information world, you're going to see pseudonymization becoming a mainstream technology over the next 2 to 3 years.
Thanks, Mathieu, and that's the end of the podcast.